All right, you there? Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. What's good with you, baby?
Chilling, man, chilling, man.
See, we rocking without Kobe today.
Huh?
I said,
Ravaged.
yeah, we, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he, I don't know where he was. Where's he at? Let me see where he's at.
Think he's somewhere kissing dudes or something. I don't.
Maybe. Let me see. No, he's at home. That's why he's at home. But he might be at work. Is he at work? No, he's at home. Home. I don't know. Maybe he's got shit going on. Who knows? All right, fuck it. Fuck it. Two tears in a bucket, right?
Two weeks. All two right. Tears in a bucket. I don't even understand it.
Yeah. All right. Oh yeah, so there we go. Okay. All right. Well, shit, you ready to get y'all jump into it?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Oh, Mighty said what's up. I just got done recording an episode with her.
Mighty?
Mighty.
Mighty? Mighty.
Mighty Bell, yeah. Yeah.
Mighty.
She told me to tell she goes, tell the boys I said hello. I said, all right, I will.
All right, tell I said hi too.
Boom boom. All right, you ready?
Wait, I should tell.
Yeah. Yeah, reach out to her. You know she get a kick out of you.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
I will. Yes, sir.
Okay. This is 195. Right? Yeah. 195. Okay. All right. And wait. Nope. Oh, volume's down. See? We're fucking up already. All right. Here we go.
I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it. A place where you die if you don't know the basics. A place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Shit.
Love, you killing
them. Now I done took it out of town. Show these other cities how the DB getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make them act right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be on my nuts. Fuck em, I don't need radio to win. Got the streets, got the strippers, and my niggas in the pen. And they all wanna see a nigga make it. If a chance make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take it. Fuck being hesitant. Black Dove gang, what I represent. Flow so excellent.
Right, counting dead presidents. Fuck a bad bitch to the sunrise. Podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your Royal Ratchetness, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat.
This is Big Mo, best in the world, baby.
And this is Voodoo the motherfucking menace. You can't count a clown, yo.
This is your favorite drunk uncle, Nat King Kobe. What's up, everybody?
And this is episode numero 195. And boom, we back at it, man. So Big Mo, how you been, baby? Tell me something good, baby. Tell me something good.
Man, I've been really good. I'm just getting up. You know, what else just happened? Nope, not much happened. I think it's just been a regular week. It was a solid week. I like solid weeks. I love when we have solid weeks. You know, just go through the motions. Get through the week feeling good, and I'm all right.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. That's good to hear.
And what about yours, brother? How was the week?
My week has been good, man. My bad. I'm jumping back and forth between you because I got Biggie on the phone. She just called me right now, so I can't not answer for her. So she's laughing right now. Hold on. Matter of fact, so what I'm gonna do is this, y'all, so y'all can get a little inside track to this. Babe, let me finish recording, and I'm gonna holler at you when I get done, and hopefully by then you'll be out of work. All right, I love you.
Oh,
all right, bet.
Aww.
Shut up, Mo.
I would have never expected this cat last year, bro. You told me I was gonna see this cat last year. I would have like, yo, listen, you're gonna see a lovey dovey side of a cat.
After
a year. If someone told me, I would have said, bless you.
Exactly. I laugh because I just got done recording an episode with Marty from Embrace My Morkins podcast, and
shout out to Marty. Hi, Marty.
We recorded part two of I guess my conversation, my story or whatever, mm-hmm. and she brought up Biggie too. We were talking about Biggie too on her episode, and she was sitting here. She was like, you know, she goes, your skin looks better. You look happier. You look more alive. She was like, whatever Biggie's doing is showing on you. It's wearing. Mm. And I told her, I said, I'm going to have to fucking tell her. You're making me soft, woman. You're making me soft. Yeah. I don't appreciate it. I'm a thug out here. I'm a thug in these streets. I'm tough.
You know what? You ain't nothing but a
no good, low down, ratchet, all-headed, motherfucking-ass, motherfucking hoochie daddy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. As I drink out of my small cup. Oh, I got this because, you know, I don't know if y'all realize or not, but when I tell y'all I'm a water whore, like, I drink so much fucking water every fucking day. I finally went and bought one of these gallon jugs that has, like, the timelines on it. Like, you know, this time, whatever. And I laugh because I don't ever follow the timelines because this is, like, my second time refilling it. It's 1:39 p.m. And I done refilled this twice already. So I done already drank my 8 hours worth of water. And I'm drinking more again. Goddamn. And then I have the smaller version. It's a 64-ounce at work. And, everybody at work laughs because they're like, Jesus. They're like, one day you're going to be filling that with vodka or gin, some kind of clear liquor. What? And I was like, what the fuck? And they said, imagine drinking it and watching the timelines as you go. So by 7 a.m., it's like, good morning. By 9 a.m., good job. All the way down to like the very last ones is keep it up. You're almost there. Don't quit now, fucking smack drunk as shit. And then I'm not gonna quit just yet. I can keep up the work. Like, I'll be fucking out here twisted as shit. Out here trying to sell motorcycles. Like, all right.
You know that reminds me of one of him. That just reminds me of my supervisor at work. His name is Chris, who's probably not watching, but it don't matter. Hi, Chris. I don't know. But I know my boss is likely watching. Hi, Myron.
Boss, he ain't working.
Oh shit. You know, one of the funniest tropes is that, you know, he does drink a lot. he always has some Henny. Or I think the other, he's been drinking a lot. It was a tequila.
Okay. Tequila.
Yeah. And you know, we have like girls behind the scenes that help out, you know, while in the middle of the show's going on.
Right.
You know, they help out for the drinks for all of the guests and the host and or anything I need.
Yeah.
I normally have like everything I need next to me, so I just be like, just get my Gatorade from the freezer for me. just
grab my bottle. You'll know which one is mine.
Yeah, you'll know which one is. They be knowing which one is mine.
Exactly.
So, my supervisor, okay, we can see this cup. All right. I didn't even notice I had this cup here.
It's called a drinking problem.
Right, bro. I normally just have this cup.
See, I like to think of it as a drinking solution.
So for a lot of people who, you know, who watch the show at the local radio station I work at, he loves to drink, and he loves to drink in the middle of the show. You know, sometimes they call him Henny Chris. I'm like, oh shit, Henny Chris is in the building. But throughout the show, he's always like refilling his cup. And he's like, calls one of the girls, like, hey, Icy or Xena or Red. And he's always like, this much Henny.
this much orange juice.
Oh wow! Oh, he does Henny and orange. Okay, okay.
Oh yeah. he
always. I don't know if he's done it, but
this much tequila, this much orange juice. I would make fun of him over it too, because
if he's doing the Henny, tell him to try it with Red Bull.
I think he'd be having Red Bull.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I'm not really a fan of Henny, but with the Henny and Red Bull, I like that. I like that.
That or and because especially I would always know because when he does this, he does this thing where he taps like. So he taps.
That's like ringing the bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig it.
So if you know, I don't know if the listeners on Spotify and Apple Podcasts are listening. But you know what I'm doing? I'm tapping the cup with my index finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm tapping the top of the cup with my index finger, and that's how he does when he's looking back at the girls. He's just constantly tapping, and that means like, oh, I'm like, okay, so, and then I'm measuring, and then what I'm doing, I'm measuring, kind of like my fingers. So it's like take a regular cup. You know, say like 90% of the cup is vodka, and maybe a drop or two, a little splash of orange juice. You know, so
just enough to change the color.
Just enough to. Oh.
Uh oh.
Oh.
And the stare right now, yeah. the Stone Cold Steve Austin glass breaks.
Yo,
what's the word, baby?
Man, get ready to go.
What you about to get into?
This man is token, allegedly.
The wife's birthday. Well, her birthday on Wednesday.
Okay.
So we about to go out to brunch, and then my sister's birthday is today.
Who? Which one?
Ash.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
She's going to that the little comedy show today with Earthquake.
Oh, okay. I dig it.
Like, yeah. But we supposed to be going out to dinner, so.
Yeah, man. Token.
Respect.
Double whammy.
Yep.
That's why when you had shot that text, I was like, aw. But I understand. You got to do what you got to do, baby. I understand.
Hell yeah, man. Do your thing, brother, man. Well, I'm glad you got to chop it up with us real quick before you get up out of here.
Hell yeah. I had to pop my face in. Fuck that. Like,
I don't know, sir. Brother. Your beard looking real juicy and healthy right now, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, I got the juices. Got the juices and berries.
You didn't use soap this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Beer wash.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cap though, because he put me on the beer gang.
Telling you, man, you're looking a little healthy over there, brother.
Because he, I think you noticed my stuff was dry at work one day. He was like, man, I got some money for you, man.
You know you got to condition that shit, right?
I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? Straight from the hood, nigga. What the fuck is you talking condition?
Like, no, you don't. You just grow it, and that's it. Like, nah, yeah. Bro, you gotta moisturize that shit.
Put a little blue magic in there. Yeah. That's how some motherfuckers make their shit shiny and shit, though. But yeah.
Yep, that's what's up. Oh, like I was just telling Mo, I just got done recording with Marty from Embrace My Marketing. She told me to tell you what's up.
All right, say what up, dude.
Yeah. She gonna slide in your DMs in a second.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. I'm
she about to slide head first. Safe.
All right.
So she, her husband celebrating their 16 year anniversary, bro.
16 years.
16 year anniversary. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big congrats. Huge congrats.
Yep. 16 years.
That's huge.
What? It'd be sounding like a prison number, something like you have to get.
Man said,
"My talking
prison number is kind of wild."
How long you been in for, man? I'm riding the big one. I got 29 years in.
My father's like, "I've been married to your mama for 32 years. Like, no, wait. 30. It'd be 35 because Bubba would be 35. Yeah.
Ooh, wow, 35 years.
Mm. God, ooh. Dating for what?
So they've been married almost as long as I've been alive.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Ooh.
I don't know that.
That's half my time.
Yep.
That's like half my time. Jeez.
It's gotta be a process of being in love and falling out of love and being in love again, then falling back out of love.
Yeah, because it's man, marriage is a business. It's a business, bro. It's a business.
Man.
Sometimes business is good. Sometimes it ain't.
Sometimes you gotta go out of business. I'm going off to new ventures.
Stupid ass.
You're like, you know what? I'm selling my half of the company.
Right. Liquidation sale.
Hell yeah. But shit, I just wanted to pop in, you know, say what's up, everybody. I'm putting the fucking episode. I'm having a problem with putting my fucking email up so I can send it to my email so I can upload it and shit. So
I think it's something up with the matrix because I tried logging into Zoom and it was telling me to update. I went to update and it said install. I went to install and it said error, could not install. I'm like, what the fuck? So it wouldn't let me launch Zoom correctly. That's why when Mo and he was like, I'm ready. It took me a couple minutes to get the link up because it wouldn't let me log in. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck, because I kept putting my password in. And it wouldn't let me in. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to just cut this motherfucker off tonight and I'm going to restart it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So, sometimes you got to turn it off and turn it back on. Try it again.
Hell yeah.
Shit, well, that's what's up, man. Well, go on, enjoy your day, man. Do your thing. You staying out there or you coming to the city?
I don't know yet. If my sister go out to eat, I'm coming down. But if she down, I'll probably just stay up and shit.
Okay. All right. Well, shit. I'll keep track later, and maybe I don't run into you. See what's up.
All right. Next weekend, I'll be down there for sure, though.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Motherfucker.
All right.
See you at Cinco de Mayo next weekend.
Oh shit.
Yeah. That's I'm like, I'm sure your ass will be down this way. You black bastard.
I didn't know. He didn't know. That's just a plus.
Kobe's like, whoo, that's just a cherry on top.
Man, what?
Tell you, my neighborhood about to be fucking booming.
Man.
I'm about to go out and regulate motherfuckers. You can't park here. You can park here.
It's kind of Cinco de Mayo is always a confusing time.
I would imagine in Florida it is, yeah.
It's because it's meant to be a Mexican holiday.
Uh-huh. But everybody wants to get in on it and wave their flag. If you don't put that Dominican shit away today.
Bro. So, and people who are not Hispanic, we'll go to Hispanic. We're like, yeah.
Everybody swears that Cinco de Mayo is Independence Day. They swear it's Mexico's Independence Day. And I'm like, nah, bro, that ain't this.
Mexico has a different Independence Day.
It's in September.
Yeah.
So, well, shit. Well, do your thing, Kobe. I know you're trying to slide out, man. Go ahead. Let's see the fit, bro. You're looking kind of crispy over there.
Oh, yeah. Got the Lakers.
What kicks you wearing? What's the KOD?
I ain't got my shoes on right now. I don't want y'all to see my bear claws.
But, what's the KOD gonna be?
Oh, man. To the day. Hold up. My LeBrons.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah,
Martin Lawrence boys.
You got a whole theme. Yeah, the Martin Lawrence boys.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I forgot. You know, you would be rocking all Lakers. Yeah.
Y'all seen it.
Y'all smack that ass, bro.
See, little y'all, kids. Stop playing in the street. We had to come. Stop playing in the street. Get the fuck out the street.
Especially I was like, it's been down ever since Dylan Brooks was said that, man, I poke bears. I'm like, yeah.
And what? He got poked by a bear from the back.
He said, man's really said, I poke bears. Man. He's like, man, LeBron old, bro. He ain't do nothing. I don't respect you until you give me 40. I poke bears. I'm like, oh, man.
You fucking around.
I said, when I said that, I was like, Lakers in six, bro.
Man, he fuck around, poke cocaine bear shit.
Right?
Cocaine bear?
Bro, that's what the fuck he poked, bro. I'm like, don't ever do that shit again, bro.
Man.
He'll never, ever talk like that again.
Playing on that man's name. What's wrong with you, boy? Hang around there. But shit, man, let me get up out of here, y'all.
Yeah, do your thing, brother. Do your thing, man. Enjoy your day. Like I said, if you come to the city later, I'll check on you and slide through.
All right, for sure.
All right, brother.
Yeah, I'll let y'all later. Peace. All right,
peace.
Yeah, man.
Ugh, man. I'm fucking tired today, bro. I'm feeling fucking tired.
And what you gonna call it? But I was saying something to my supervisor, Chris, with the tapping of the cup.
Yeah.
90% Hennessy or tequila, and maybe a little splashlet of orange juice.
A little splashy splash. Like, just enough to give it color.
Yeah, just a change of color, just so you can see like a color kind of changing within there.
Right.
You know, and he'll have like three or four in one night.
I dig it.
I'm like, God.
Just enough to stay saucy.
Yo, I'm like, damn. I'm like, God. Damn. I'm like, damn. Huh? I'm like, shit. I'm like, yo, shit. Henny Chris in the building. It is what it is.
I ain't mad at him. Not even a little bit.
So yeah, he'll actually drink some more when he gets home. He'll be on the
Twitch stream. Because when you get home, you can let loose and let your hair down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, but he had enough for a full day's worth.
I disagree.
My bad. You know what? My bad.
Yeah, he had enough to get the day started. Is what you meant to say?
Yeah. My bad.
Yes. There you go.
So he had enough to get just enough to get the day started, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, for the pregame warm up.
Exactly.
Later, when he goes on his Twitch stream, so, then that's when the real party starts.
There you go. Yep. The unadulterated version.
Exactly. And I'm like, God damn, Chris, man, you got it, bro. You got it. All right.
I dig it, brother. I dig it, man. But shit, man, let's get into it today, man, because I'm dragging ass, so I'm trying my best to stay motivated. I had an early ass fucking morning, a late fucking night. I'm off today, but I got to work tomorrow. So it's weird. My schedule's kind of weird now, because like I get one day off, work 2 days, get one day off, work 5 days, one day off. It's weird. I'll never get days off consecutively. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird the way it is, but I'm like, ugh. So it's kind of catching up to me right now. But that's all right. I'll adjust and adjust to make do. Exactly. Yes.
What?
Yes. Exactly.
What kind of schedule are they giving you?
It's weird, man. It's really weird because apparently,
are you doing what's needed or something?
Well, they have the entire staff on because the season changed now, because it's about to be riding season. And everybody wants a fucking Harley in the summer. So it's literally four hands on deck Monday, Friday through Monday. You know? So we can't have enough people working the weekends because people don't work. They come off, they wake up, it's 8 degrees outside, they want a bike, they see a bike. Oh, let me go see you on, you know, and just fucking.
Oh, yeah, it is that little season going on. Yep.
And it's a fucking madhouse.
You know, it's year round down here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I found this out.
I mean, as long as there's no floods.
So exactly. Yeah. The Riverside store in California, is the number one dealership in the world. We're number two.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So imagine if we had, and the reason Riverside is number one is because they get 80-degree weather all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine what we would do with 80-degree weather all year round, because we're kicking their ass and we only get 6 months.
Damn.
So imagine if we were all year round.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, we've been beating them for like the last 3 years. I mean, not 3 months. Sorry, last 3 months, we're beating them.
Bro, y'all beating them, and they got, even when they got a head start,
mm-hmm.
bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Let you know where the real riders are.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know we ain't got real riders like that down here.
I know, right? You saw when I came down there. I was a rider down there when I came.
Maybe not Harleys.
Yeah, they want to take their little girl bikes. It's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you bring your girl bike into the Harley shop. We'll get you right.
Oh.
We'll take that off your hands for you.
I'm not well versed in motorcycles. So I know they're not necessarily Harleys or whatever. What type of motorcycle is that called?
Those are just street bikes.
No, like the Harleys.
So if it's not a Harley, the next best one will be
No. Like is there a type? I thought Harley's just the brand.
Yeah, Harley's the brand, but Harley makes cruisers, street bikes, bobbers, touring bikes. The Pan America's all terrain bike.
I ain't gonna lie, you speaking Chinese, but
yeah. So if you're talking about the ones that have the big ape hangers where their hands are all the way up like that,
yeah,
those are cruisers.
Yeah.
Those are cruisers. Yeah.
Yeah. Here is a lot of kind of like the ones you see like in Supercross, Motocross.
Okay, yeah. They got dirt bikes and shit.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. dirt bike.
See? Out here, you got dirt bikes and shit like that out here, but they're cracking down because a lot of them are illegal, and a lot of these guys just don't even have a license. They just get on them and ride them to do wheelies up and down the street.
And another thing, when you in the hood, shout out to my homie Viking. It's the hood, ain't it?
Yep.
When you hood ATVs.
Yeah, we get a lot of that too. Yep.
ATVs. Yep. We got a couple of those.
No, I don't mind them as long as they stay in their fucking lane. Stay in your fucking lane. So what I get pissed off is if I'm riding my bike and you got this guy just flooring down the fucking street and zooms right like inches away from me doing a wheelie. Motherfucker, get the fuck away from me before I kick your shit.
Hell no, he won't.
Like shit like that is like, you know, and it's been a couple of times where I catch them up where they're all at the gas station and it's 4 or 5 and I'm like, y'all. I'm like, the next time you see me on my shit, don't pass me like that. You know, and then of course they, you know, we exchange words and shit, and but then they'll see my colors and see me, and then they're like, all right, you know, let's not go down this road. But I'm like, motherfucker, like I'm not saying don't have your fun. Have your fun, I get it. But when you see me, drop that front wheel and pass me accordingly.
I'm just imagining what you actually saying.
Yeah, right. Because here's my thing is if you lose control, you hit a bump, if you crash into me, you nick my bike, I will kill you.
Allegedly, by the way.
I will hurt you severely.
Yeah. Still allegedly.
Like I don't play that shit. Especially like in the other day, like you saw I bought a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laughing. I was actually talking about that because I wasn't intending to buy it. It just happened. It just, you know,
how did it happen? Like,
okay,
so walk us through this. So you went over there, you stumbled on the rock and your wallet fell out.
Exactly. Yes. And then my hand accidentally signed a sheet of paper in a forward range motion.
Yeah. perfect signature.
I rode my bike to work, the white one. And, I rode to work and I opened up my emails and shit and the company emails. We get the list of all the bikes and what's in sale and what's on this and this is and that. And I was just going down an inventory like, all right, we have this, we have that, we have that, we have that. And I seen it and it said Dyna. And I'm like, ooh, Dyna, Harley Dynas. I heard a lot of good things about them. I've never had a Harley Dyna. That's dope. And then I looked over and it said 1690cc. I'm like, damn, this is a 1700 bike. This is a liter fucking bike. Damn. And, Next thing I know, I saw the price and I was like, Well, that price is very intriguing. So I picked my phone. I picked my phone up. I looked it up to find the specs on it. And then I went to the warehouse to look at it. And then I picked my other phone up and I texted Biggie and I said, "Hey, babe." And she goes, "Yeah." I said, "I love you." She's like, "I love you too." And I said, "What would you say if I said, 'Can I buy a bike today?'" She goes, "Like a motorcycle?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "If it makes you happy, honey." I'm like, "I fucking love you, woman." And I went inside, bro, and I was like, "Yo, write this bitch up and taking it home."
Bro, that's all it took?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. And they went back, and my boss was like, "Oh, are you going to finance it?" I'm like, "Nope, fuck that. I'm cashing it out." I said, "Write the bitch up right now." So he wrote it up, cashed it out, wrote it home the next day.
So how was this by accident?
Because I wasn't looking. I wasn't on purpose trying to find it. It just happened. It just happened. Shit happens when you party naked, bro. What can I say?
Oh, you know what? My bad. You're right. My bad.
Yeah. It just happened.
I remember the last time I was partying butt booty naked and
right.
And never mind.
And the baby oil and then with the red cup and
I know. So people watching like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
Wait, yeah, where is this?
Because that's the night the chair got pregnant.
Exactly.
Yes.
Some of the listeners like, "Wait a minute, how did we get?" Wait.
Exactly. Listen. Mo was upstairs in the basement. Okay. Mm-hmm. And
upstairs
shit happens.
In the basement.
Yes, and shit happens.
Exactly. When I was folding the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was folding the dishes
and washing his computer
and washing my computer.
Yes.
Details, not important.
Not important.
On God.
Nope. But I dig it, man. I've been fucking happy with it.
And
even more so, and Biggie is so much in support of it. She bought me accessories for the bike already.
What? W Biggie.
Yeah, I know, right? She bought me a Gremlin belt. I told you before, when someone stole the Gremlin belt from my white bike, right? And my boy Shanghai came to the rescue and bought me another one. Because if you guys don't know the history behind Gremlin bells, a Gremlin bell is something that bikers hang on their bikes. They're small bells, maybe about the size of your thumb. And we hang them on our bikes. And they're supposed to ward off the evil spirits from the roads and the gremlins from the roads that want to drag you off your bike. So every time the bell rings, your guardian angel comes to attention to ward off whatever's coming around you. And the lore behind it is you cannot buy it for yourself. It has to be a gift. Somebody has to bestow one to you. You can't just go and buy one and put it on because it won't work. So it has to be given to you. So Biggie bought me one. And the one she bought me is a pair of titties. And hands cupping the titties.
Of course.
And I was like, "Oh, this is fucking badass."
Of course it is.
And it's on a bracket. The bracket is a stripper where you hear her hair flowing. She's hanging on the pole, high heels and nipples. And I'm like, "Yes.
Of
yes. Yes.
Of fucking course.
Yes, I'm fucking stoked about it." Like,
You're only stoked because you ain't nothing but a goddamn motherfucking no good low down ratchet all headed motherfucking ass
all of that
motherfucking ass motherfucking
Cincy
or ass
can you
Uchi daddy. Oh, this is pretty dope though.
Come on.
I'm seeing it.
As a matter of fact, I just send it to you because it's fucking
all right.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah, but that's what she got me, and I'm like, that's my Gremlin bell, and it's dope because like even the fucking bracket assigned the stripper, you can see her nipples. Like it's not just round titties; there's nipples on it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, whoa. You see what I mean?
Oh,
ain't that dope?
That is dope. How did she
see,
get that?
Like, she's in full support of this shit. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
How did she get that? How did they...
Don't know, don't care. Pick one.
What? I don't even know how do you find that.
Nope.
I didn't even...
But yeah, that's my shit. So I'm fucking stoked about that shit. I've been getting compliments about it everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, they're like, oh, that's fucking dope, man. It's dope. And I'm always quick to say, yeah, man, my lady got me that one. My old lady bought that for me. What? And I'm like, yep.
Oh.
Yep, I dig it. It's dope. So, but speaking in the context of gifts and buying shit for people, I got a clip that I want to play. And we'll have a quick conversation about it and go from there. Because I don't imagine today being too long. Because last week was a 2-hour episode and I had to trim some shit off. So we're going to try and monitor today. Let's not go crazy. All right.
Goddamn.
So let's keep this to
my bad for my little uncomfortable moment.
Yeah. And you know what? And they're fine. I know that people are like, oh no, we enjoy them. That's fine. But I get it. But I've seen podcasts that go for way long. And even myself, I enjoy the shows. But after a while, I was like, fuck, wrap it the fuck up already. You know? Bro. So yeah, sometimes it's like, let's just watch it.
Or as we say in the space I'm from, we say land the plane.
Right. Exactly. Right. So here we go. Y'all ready?
All right.
What is the nicest gift you've ever given a man? I would be like, me?
I've been like a little bit of a trick.
Oh, I like a little bit.
I've done trips for men. I got a hotel room for us. Mm-hmm. We had a surprise dinner with all his friends. Then we went upstate and I got another hotel. We had, you know, lots of lingerie, lots mm-hmm. of sexy dancing. So I've also bought diamond earrings.
Oh, Erica is over here trick daddy.
I like to not trick like you do, but I like, I like to spend a little bit. I was a guy that I was dating. He was a struggling actor. It's like these headshots are so dusty. Mm-hmm. So I found a really great photographer in Atlanta. The headshots were ridiculously priced, but she was like the best in Atlanta. He needed them because he was just taking pictures on his own. So you ain't never gonna make it.
We need you to make it.
I need you to make it, baby.
Look, one thing a bitch will do is gonna help a nigga with his dreams.
Right. So. And now he is a working actor, and I like great. To say that he owes me some
He's
money.
He's probably still using those.
I think my edible just kicked in.
Maybe. Mine kicked in a while ago. That's why I'm hanging on by a thread.
So I got a lot to say about that clip. You want to go first? Want me to go?
Because I don't think I feel uncomfortable.
I
probably got just a...
It bothers me. It irritates my soul. And these girls tend to irritate my soul quite frequently.
Aren't those your home? Wait, aren't those? Wait, I just remembered.
Those are the girls from the cocktail podcast.
Man,
yeah.
Oh man.
So they, I love to listen to them because they perturb my soul weekly. Like
I remember, like, why did them voices sound familiar? We haven't covered them for a while.
It's been a while, but it's not for lack of content. They have loads of shit. But
Now that I'm looking back at it and remembering them, man, those girls would hate my boss. They would hate my bosses, man.
Yep.
Which, of course, who's probably still, he's probably still watching.
He's still watching.
Hi, Myron.
Boss, he ain't working.
So. You know, in the beginning, I'm kind of not mad at, you know.
Okay. Talk to me.
They didn't piss me off like how they used to.
they did with me, but we'll get to that.
You know, now they have, although remembering those two, you know, they have certain expectations. They have certain expectations. Salute. They have certain expectations on men. That's a lot of men don't measure up anyway.
Right.
And so at first it sounds good because, hey, I don't mind treating a man a little bit. Yo, take me out to a little trip. You know,
I get it.
Take me out for a little trip. You know,
respect.
You don't pay for some. I know my boss is very against it. He doesn't want. You know, I think he he loves being treated and catered to, but not financially.
Right. Oh, I'm already ahead of you. I support that.
And then he has more than.
Yeah, yeah. He's very capable.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I support that. I support that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with them doing what they did, where they say they want to trick and, you know, buy gifts and get a room. That's cool. Okay. I could see, you know.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
You know, and for the guys, you know, to understand, when a woman's coming out her pocket for you, that it really does mean, yo, don't get it twisted. She's not doing it to trick, because a lot of women are very smart when it comes to money.
They're very frugal when it comes to money.
Very frugal. I say smart, but let's say frugal.
Frugal is more an adept word.
Yeah, okay.
Smart.
They're extremely
frugal.
You know what? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did use the wrong word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to their own money, their own money.
Yes. Yep. When it's their money, they're frugal with it when it comes to spending on a man. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when she really comes out her pocket for you, you know, she really does like you. She really sees something.
She sees something there.
She really, really sees something.
Mm-hmm. You have amazing dick.
Yeah, exactly. It's always either.
And your dick has rendered her stupid. Has rendered
exactly.
her dumbfounded.
And you know, if you're someone like Big Mo, allegedly, by the way, I mean like someone else, not me, Big Mo, like another.
Yeah.
Another some other guy. If you're that good with your words, you know how to say all of the right things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say all the right things at the right times, and you just get her. When you just get her, mm-hmm. like there's something about the way a woman says, "He just gets me." Every time she says that, she has this huge glow in her eyes. She has this twinkle, sparkle in her eyes. You know, when she says, "He just
respect
gets me." When you get her, you know. When you stuff like that, you know, you can make a woman come out her pocket for you.
Oh yeah,
and really come out, really dig in her pockets for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually, I I've gotten a good, you know, because we've reacted to that podcast a couple of times, so. I've kind of gotten a good understanding of who they are.
Where they come from.
Where they come from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And their expectations. I know they're not really taking care of anyone.
No.
It's likely a guy who already has it. And mm-hmm. And I hope a lot of people understand. Do not get it twisted. They're not taking care of anyone. They're barely paying back anyone.
Ooh, paying back. Nice.
They're barely doing that.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
They're barely doing that. It's just they've saved up so much money when by being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
They have to throw that money away somewhere. They feel they have to just throw that money away somewhere. So a trip that they were probably going to take anyway with all that extra money.
Yep. You just happen to work into the payment plan with a travel agent, that's all.
I don't even know if this was supposed to be the topic.
No, but it's okay. I'm gonna circle it back.
Because you know, there's this thing in my community we like to call the red lens. And it's basically like, you know, once you have the red lens on, you can't take it off, and you see everything in red lens.
And once it's been like, seen, you can't unsee it.
Yeah, you kind of it's like this, think of like just destroys your childhood and everything, you know. You look back at past movies, you can't see it the same.
You got it's the Matrix goggles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you feel like Cyclops. you know, from X-Men, you know. You know, when you take off the red lens.
Oh yeah, okay. I get it. Okay. I was confused. I'm like, where are you going with that? I don't get that. Like, I get it. Okay. Okay.
And then
got it.
And then you try to take off the red lens, you end up
destroying everything you see.
Destroying everything you see. Exactly.
Yep.
So
I dig it.
You know, I'm just explaining what I'm saying by this. You know, you no need to do your research. Actually, please do not. Some people are probably not going to listen to what I'm saying, but they're probably going to still do it. But please don't anyway. And like the video. Comment, share, subscribe. Heart button, 5-star rating, leave a review.
Boom.
So, whatchamacallit? So, I know for a fact that these girls has extremely high expectations that, you know, they know they don't have to be taken care of. I mean, they know they don't have to take care of anyone.
Right.
That their guys probably don't need to be taken care of at all. In order to get that kind of, in order to even get that kind of treatment from them, that guy has to really have performed above and beyond. He has to meet a very, very specific metric. So when a lot of women are saying, I've taken care of a guy before, or I've treated a guy before, they're talking about they're likely talking about a guy who didn't really need to be treated, or the guy that they probably don't even respect anyway. They end up not respecting. You're on mute.
Oh damn, I was saying for guys like that, have you really taken care of him, or were you just doing something nice?
They was definitely just doing something nice. Mm-hmm. Or no, you know, unless it was like maybe that first love. They normally take care of their first love.
Okay.
But after the first love, or they find out like, you know, he wasn't shit or something, or you know,
now their feelings hurt.
Yeah. They were like, and the first thing they'll say, I'm never taking care of no man ever again.
Yep.
Which is cool.
I get it.
Which is cool. I'm all right with that. And I ain't mad at that. And I ain't complaining about it. It's just, you know, keep it 100. That's all. Don't lie to me. Just don't lie to me. And well, at least about something like that. Cause if you do lie to me, I will know. I will find out. I will catch it. And I will catch it with the quickness. So yeah. That's my little take.
I get it. And I respect what you're saying, and I feel in agreement with you on the path you've chosen. The part that angered me, or the part that got me, was towards the end when Medina was like, you know, he was a struggling actor. I helped him out and got him headshots because baby needs to get it together. Cool. I dig that. You supporting the man you with. You believe in the shit he can do, and you see possibility, or you see potential is the word. So you see potential. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you take a risk and you invest. Yeah. You know? Yeah, you invested in what you saw physically, right? For her to end it and be like, yeah, he out there working now. He's successful now. He owe me some money. Bitch, I owe you some what? What I owe you money for? For why? I owe you money for a gift you bestowed to me? So because you invested in me and then we didn't work out and now I'm successful, I owe you? So why don't you tell me that this was an investment offer and instead of a gift? Right? Because how I owe you anything now? I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. Matter of fact, you owe me a thank you.
Ooh.
Thank you for letting me suck your dick, is what you should say. that's what I want to hear.
Damn.
Because it was a privilege for you to do that.
Oh, shit.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't. That's the part that pissed me off, because it's like the same thing. If I do something for a girl I'm with, right? my perfect example. If I use Biggie, all right? Biggie, she owns her own business. She does her own thing, right? If I say, "Oh, babe, your marquee outside is busted. Let me buy you a new one," and I invest and spend a few grand and get, you know, another light up sign that is newer and has LED lights, so what the fuck ever, and you know, now they can see you from 5 streets away, right? Does she owe me a return on that now? Or was that just the cost of doing business? But if she does it to me, do I owe her money now? You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it's like, how dare you say you're doing something for me because, baby, you needed this. I need you to get it together. So you was helping me out. Thank you. I was lacking where you were stronger at, and you assisted me. Thank you for leveling me up. But now, because I'm successful, I owe you money. And that was never a gift. You never did that as a gift. When I do something as a gift, I'm doing it exactly that. I'm bestowing something to you. I'm not investing into you. If I said, "Mo, man, I was at your crib the other day, bro. Your headset's kind of whack, bro. You kind of whack, dog." And I come in with a brand new, you know, $3,000 headset, studio quality headset, and I'm like, "Here you go, bro, man. You rock with these." If your first album you release goes platinum, do you owe me money? You get what I'm saying? Or was that really me being like, "Dog, I see what you got. You deserve better. Here you go." That's the part that got me. I don't appreciate that, and that's the part that pissed me off. And she tends to start out real good saying something where I'm like, "Okay, I see where you're going with it. I see where you're going with it." And then right when I'm over there in my car and I'm nodding my head and I'm like, yeah, she fucking jumps off the edge of the cliff. Like, I'm not following you down here. Why the fuck you go that way? Why'd you go? You was doing so fucking good. And that's what she did here. But she was like, "Oh, yeah, you know, this guy I was with, and he was a struggling actor. Cool, okay." And you bought him headshots. All bet. And now he's a working actor now. That's what's up. You helped my mans out. So, yeah, I think you owe me some money now. Bitch, you disrespectful slut.
You know, it's funny.
Not her.
You know, she would never have that energy the other way around.
No, never.
Never.
Never, not in a million years.
She would never in a million years. Mm-hmm. And most women wouldn't. I mean, most.
Mm-hmm.
I know, misogyny. Damn, I didn't want to be uncomfortable today. Damn, I didn't want to.
We're here now. Keep going. We're here now.
I'm trying not to. Because I went uncomfortable last week. I'm trying to be a little
more. We're here
now.
It's too late. We're here now, dog. Come on. We're here. Keep talking.
Fuck it. I'll get a little uncomfortable.
Come on. Here we go. Soggy bologna. Come on.
Man. Most women would hate the idea of the other way around. Of having this energy the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
There's been plenty of stories of a guy putting a woman through school. She's now successful, makes more than him. And she's lost all respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like this happens so often. You know, the other way around. And a lot of women, they're like, "Motherfucker, what do you mean? I don't owe you shit. I don't even owe you continuing the relationship."
Mm-hmm.
Because now I have more. Therefore, I want the guy that has more. Even though, you know, you really invested in my future and my career. You know. Now that I see that I have more and I'm the one taking care of you and I'm the one holding the weight, I'm losing respect for you. Now, I ain't mad at women for that. I ain't gonna lie. Because I understand, like, I understand, you know, I think a guy should want to take care of his woman anyway.
Mm-hmm.
A guy should want to take care of his woman. I'm good with that. It's just, don't lie to me. Just don't lie to me. I know. Don't think I don't know. And so to talk like that, to say if that's your logic, if that's your theory, if that's really how you feel, go all the way with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna lie, for those girls, like, they not going all the way with it. It's
never.
It's all about them.
No.
Only their viewpoint matters.
Yep, because everyone else does. The only opinion that matters. Only their feelings are valid. We've gone through this time and time again.
Exactly. So I'm kind of trying to hold myself back because I don't get too hyped up.
All right, it's all good. We can move on from there. We can move on from it.
You know. It's just, I know for a fact, even when you said you invested in that man,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, he had a lot of potential. Just say he was tall. I get it. He was tall, in really great shape, which is fine. Don't lie to me though.
Right.
I see this all the time. This is no different from what I've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
This is no different from what I hear on a regular basis from every type of woman, from every demographic of woman. When I hear the same thing, it all ends up meaning the same thing. And when it all ends up meaning the same thing, I can see the pattern. I can like understand it as clear as day, and I can understand these things as clear as day. And I'm like, all right. I like, listen, I know, I get it. So it's like, just keep it 100. Have that same energy, but I know you won't.
No, never will.
It was rhetorical. Cause I'm like, they ain't got an answer, but I'm like, I just hope a couple people who are listening are learning from this, and understanding that you can't get shit past me. But yeah,
I respect it. It's it's the same thing. Like it's closely related. There was an article I read, and I got it pulled up right here, and it says, a woman in Texas recently hit the news after leaving her husband of 10 years and 3 days just before he won $100,000 in a sporting bet. It was reported that the man was provided every bet for free by a professional tipster. He also mentioned that the woman had sent her ex-husband more than 500 messages since the good news hasn't stopped and has not stopped calling him in order to try and get back with him. She left him, wanted nothing to do with him, and filed for divorce out of nowhere, right? 3 days later, he wins $100,000 in a bet. And now, all of a sudden, she wants to come back.
She's pregnant?
Yeah, but right, right, right. It says the male, 45 years of age, who does not want his name released, has said that no matter what happens, he will absolutely not be getting back with his ex-wife, but highly recommends everyone join the gambling group he's in.
The fuck?
Yeah, and it's like good for him, because you sit up and you had it set in your mind that you was done.
It's kind of a bad message, though.
Well, but that's the thing. She had it set in her mind that she was done. She was set up. She was through.
No. The very end.
Oh, everyone to join the gambling group. Yeah. Oh,
like, shit. What?
It worked for him. May work for you. Who knows? You got to be in it to win it.
It's not.
You got to be in it to win it. Remember, scared money don't make no money. You know, but it's like shit like that. But you hear that all the time.
I know that's not the point either, but
that's part of the message.
Like I mean, the subject we're supposed to be talking about,
right?
It's not the subject we're supposed to be talking about, but I'm like, that's not a good message to send.
I think it's just a fine message. Fine message.
All right. So, but yeah, my bad. I interrupted you.
Yeah, no, you're good. I mean, but it's like I said, she decided she wanted to leave and be done with him. Fine, cool, be gone, no problem.
Facts.
But now he got some dollars, and you want to come running back.
Wait, I'm like, whoa, wait, hold on, wait, baby. I thought we grew apart.
Right. You didn't want this no more, remember?
Right. Wait, what happened?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought maybe we just wasn't clicking, you know?
Yeah, no. Now
maybe
about to
it's
go
just
get,
not working. Maybe.
Now I'm going to go down the street, get this new little hot thing, trick off on her for a little bit, spend a couple of grand on her, get some good pussy, be done with her, and move on with my life.
I don't know if I'm doing all that. Nah.
Well, remember, because then when I'm done tricking with her, now she owes me. Now she owes me,
yeah,
according to
exactly.
Medina. She owes me now.
Yeah, she owes. Bro, remember, she owes you.
Exactly. So once I spend my money on her, spend a few grand on her, have my fun, and I'm done, and she's starting to get her own, all right, now I'm going to come back. I'm going to tax
exactly.
Man. Now you owe me.
You are entitled to that money.
Exactly.
Or however that bullshit.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to do. And we're going to call it a day and keep this shit moving. Now what?
I was like, listen, baby, you're right. I believe you. I wholeheartedly understand your sentiment. We grew apart. You know, it's not going to work. You're right. So please keep that same energy. I need you to keep that same energy you had when you said it wasn't working. What you trying to double back for what?
Right. For why?
For why? Why are you doubling back for? I don't want to hear that. I don't need to hear that. So yeah.
No, but I said, and I know that they're not the same message, but they're
although how long were they married?
Oh, I don't think it says.
If they were married, because
let me see. I don't think it says. Let me see. Well, I know they are definitely married.
I don't know, cause you know the thing is, I might say something a little grim here.
10 years. They were married for 10 years.
She might be entitled for that money.
Nope.
By the state.
Nope.
What do you mean no?
I'm gonna say no. She ain't entitled to shit.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie to you. I think she's gonna be entitled to that money.
If that's the case, you know what? I'm giving all that money to Kobe.
Did the divorce happen?
She filed for divorce before that happened.
Oh.
Yeah. She filed beforehand.
And okay.
It was 3 days after. She left him. Filed for divorce. 3 days later, he won the money.
Oh. All she had to do was wait 3 years.
3 days. 3 days.
Sorry, 3 days. I'm sorry. Yeah, 3 days. All she had to do was wait 3 days. Why did I say 3 years? All she had to do was wait 3 days.
Yep.
Ooh.
But she didn't. She did not.
What was the reason for their divorce?
It's not stated. It just says that she left him and filed for divorce. And this is after her husband of 10 years. They were married 10 years.
What
and
were their
she
names?
Left him. They withheld the names.
Okay, never mind. All right. That's cool. Oh, yeah, because
it was in Texas, though. It was in Texas.
Because you can. Because you can find it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's public records somewhere.
It's public records because I would have found it.
Yeah. I just don't have the desire to go through that much work to find her names. I don't really care.
Which is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But still,
You stuff like that for me is like, nope, I'm gonna give this money away. This ain't even my money no more. This ain't what with money. But you gotta do it to somebody you trust. There's, you know, there's only a literal handful of people that I would trust for that kind of money. And something like that, I think I would spread it around. You know, 30,000 here, 30,000 there, 30,000 here. And so when a judge comes back to you, like, how much money is left? I only have $10,000 left. We could split that, but after court fees and shit, ain't gonna be much left. Call it a day. Now what?
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Well.
God damn.
Yep. But to each his own. To each his own.
Well,
be so quick to do the next
well,
one,
with that really. Said, City Boys, we are, baby. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. City
it's
Boys,
getting
we
about
are,
that
baby.
Time.
We are, baby. I always funny because, you know, it reminds me of that Hakimi dude, the international football player.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with his mother.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know. He's still
oh,
celebrating.
Shit. Hey, bro, someone's at my front door. Let me go see what's happening real quick. Hold me down for like right. 1 minute.
All right. Well, as he's getting something from the door, I'm just going to take this time to remind everybody. You already know I got to come on. You guys already know I got to do the housekeeping. You know, because like in the video, like in the show really helps us out in the algorithm, that's like one of the best ways to support us. It's, you know, that is the best way to support us. You know, even as you're listening, yes, of course we appreciate it. Of course we appreciate you listening. But also liking the video, you know, comment, sharing, subscribing, putting the heart button, it helps us out, helps grow the channel, helps grow the platform, especially for the new people. So with that said, if you're watching on YouTube, which I'm not too sure if this is going to be on YouTube, but you already know. Like the video, comment, share, subscribe. Make sure you put in the comment section that you've fallen madly in love with Big Mo and you can't stop thinking about Big Mo and you're in love with Big Mo and you, every time you see Big Mo, you just want to kiss him on the lips. You just want to cuddle up with him in the bed. You know, you just want to, you know, you just want to hold on, pat on his head every time you see him. And you think about a whole family, a house and a dog. And you know, you just think of all the great times and all the arguments with Big Mo and holding on to him, you know, from behind or something while he's just out here looking handsome and strong for you. And you know, that's what you see. Make sure you put all of that in the comment section. All right.
All so that needs now, to be in the comment section. Now we're adding a dog to the mix.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And also holding me from behind and cuddling and stuff. So
yeah, that was already in there. No, that, yeah.
Oh yeah. It was already in there. Facts. Yeah. So if you're listening on Spotify, give us that heart button and make sure you click that follow button. And if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, I used to keep saying Apple Music. I don't know why, but oh well.
It's all good. Everybody knows what you mean. They saw what you said.
You saw what I said.
Exactly.
Make sure you give us that 5-star rating and put in the review how madly in love you are with Big Mo and you can't stop thinking about him. He's just like, why is Big Mo always in my head? I just can't stop thinking about him. Every time I'm going to sleep at night, I'm always just kissing him in my dreams. What's going on? I can't stop kissing him in my dreams. I can't stop thinking about him. Make sure you put that in the review, in the review section with that 5-star rating. So with that said, Apple Podcasts, 5-star rating, give us the review. Spotify, hit the heart button, hit the follow button. And if you're watching on YouTube, like the video, comment, share, and subscribe.
Boom. Boom, boom. Go ahead.
Also, one thing I did remember, you know, I do find it funny, like stuff like that happens, and the Hakimi thing. The other way around, well, not necessarily the other way around, but you know, just the fact that a guy didn't get his money screwed over by his woman.
Right, right.
It's so rare that it made worldwide global news. This dude, he was raised in Spain. He plays for his team is in France. Paris Saint-Germain.
Yep.
His team is in France. Dude, his family is from Morocco. How is so much of America knowing about this? So much like from other countries, UK, Australia, yeah. They all know about it. The news reached all the way over here. That is how rare it is for a guy to not, like,
to not lose.
And so that goes back to here, like, yo, you know, there's time women get, they come up and then they leave their man and, you know, she don't owe him shit, which is fine. That's okay. That is fine. That's okay. Have it. Maybe the guy's going to be really heartbroken. Maybe, but you know, he'll move on later on.
Yeah. Because we'll see.
Hopefully he'll move on. He should move on.
He should move on.
You know, that's fine. Just take him to a strip club.
With his mama's money.
Yeah. He'll be fine. But if the other way happens around, the fuck you entitled for? Keep the same energy, baby.
Yep.
Keep that same energy. Remember, y'all grew apart. I wasn't even supposed to be uncomfortable again. Why am I uncomfortable having my uncomfortable moments twice in one show?
Like I said, it's always one way, and it's good for the goose and good for the gander, you know?
God damn.
And that's always how it's going to be, no matter what. It's always going to be that way.
Bro, what do you keep the same energy? When you grew apart, y'all grew apart. Keep the same energy. Don't try to double back. For what?
Right.
What you doubling back for? For what? Please don't spin back. Spin back around again.
Yeah, go on to your thing and leave me and all my money alone.
Leave me. That's all I have to condone
myself. I lost you, the greatest thing ever. Let me just have something to absorb these tears with.
Leave me the fuck alone. If we break up because we grew apart, or you break up with me because we grew apart, or you.
However, insert reason.
I know what you meant when you say we grew apart, but I'm not gonna get there. I keep saying we grew apart because I know what y'all be meaning when y'all say that shit. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hilarious. So if you leave me because we grew apart, cool. Keep the same energy when I make it. You ain't entitled to a goddamn thing. Nothing. Keep the same energy. Don't double back. Please don't double back. Please don't spin back. Don't double back, double down. Go the other way. Do whatever the hell you want. Just do it over there. God damn it. Phew.
Well, come on. With that being said, man, let's go ahead and wrap it, because it's already going to be 120. So we're already about an hour and a half. Yeah.
By the way, go Heat.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. You said you wanted to add that real quick. Go ahead.
I want to say go Heat. Shout out to my Miami Heat. You know, pulling the rabbit out the hat, which I knew it was gonna. I wasn't really that surprised. Oh, that was the matchup we wanted. Shit. We wanted that matchup.
You wanted. You didn't know it was gonna happen.
We wanted that matchup. We wanted that matchup. We wanted that. We wanted that. He was like, we knew exactly what to do with you. We wanted that.
Motherfuckers in hell want a glass of hot cold water.
Although we didn't expect Tyler Herro to be gone until like if we happen to make the finals. But we didn't want that. You know, we thought he was still gonna be up. And then we got the Knicks for the next round. I'm saying my Heat goes back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
I say we going back. We wanted that matchup anyway. Yo, Jimmy is really him. That man is him. He is Himothy. Himmy Butler. I loved it. I was crying. I was like, he's the greatest.
I tell you what, it is basketball, and I really don't care.
I was happy as hell. God damn it. Shout out to my Miami Heat. People really were like, what the fuck is going on? I had never seen nothing like this. An eighth seed beating the number one seeded team in the NBA. Yeah, man, y'all finna stop playing with me. All right, I just wanted to let that out real quick.
I just want everybody to realize how unmoved I am, because I don't give a shit.
I am moved.
Yeah. It's basketball. I've never been a basketball guy. I could care less.
I am more of an American football guy. I say American football just in case we have international audience.
International people, yeah. That's not a knife.
Exactly. But I love basketball and American football.
Yeah, I
know you. So yeah.
All right, y'all. So with that being said, we appreciate y'all tuning in. I guess this is the first time you and I had a mini episode, huh? This is our first time doing one, just you and I.
Is it?
I think so.
I always did ones with Kobe.
Yeah, I think this is the first time you and I have done a mini episode.
Because
this really wasn't a full length, you know, how we normally do our shit. This is just a real quick, hit it and quit it kind of shit.
Really?
I think so. You think this is full length?
An hour 20. That's a really good.
Yeah,
amount.
You know what? You're right. You're right. This is not a mini episode. You're right. Yeah. I apologize, good sir.
Yeah. A mini episode is like 30, like 45
40,
minutes.
40 and under. 40 and under.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're already pushing $1.30 now. So yeah, it's okay. So this is the first time me and Mo's done a full length episode. Just
going on. Yeah.
So cheers to you, brother.
Yes, sir. Cheers. Yeah. Cheers. Yes, sir. Oh shit, I forgot to read up.
Well, with that being said, y'all, we appreciate y'all rocking with Mo and I. This has been another episode of the I'm Not As Stinks Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and tell a friend about your podcast, favorite podcast. This is your Reverend Ratchet, your Royal Ratchetness, your main man's Cat.
This is Big Mo. Don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo, because that is the MO.
And we will be adding again 3 new songs to the GTD and 3 new songs to the Ratchet List again this week. So if you guys are listening to those links, chime in and let us know what you think so far. And with that being said, y'all, we'll catch y'all later. Peace.